Welcome to Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos. Second hour of the show.
A lot of people call it the best hour of the show. I hear that a lot.
Bruce, we have an egg shortage.
Oh, yeah.
We discovered that at one place here in town, eggs are $9 for a dozen.
What? Sorry.
Grocery stores are now having egg limits. One per day most of the time.
One egg?
One dozen eggs.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here's your egg.
I never know. The reason for the spike, the avian bird flu.
Okay.
And so you have questions about this.
I got questions.
And so why not talk to somebody who knows a whole lot about this? Joining us now, Glenn Hickman. He's the president of Arizona's Hickman Family Farms. Hey, Glenn, how are you today?
I'm doing well, guys.
Does anybody ever call you the Egg King? Because if not, I'm going to start it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I think my granddaughters.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm in fast company. Yeah. I like it. Can we kind of be basic for people who just are waking up to the price of eggs has gone through the roof and are just not quite understanding why? What in God's green earth has happened in your industry? And I'm thinking about here in Arizona, where I don't know how many chickens you have out there in Buckeye, but it's a lot. What's happened out on your farms?
Certainly. So in February of 2022, we had the first outbreak of bird flu in 7 years. And it's continued. Usually in the past, bird flu would seem to be somewhat seasonal. It'd come in with the migrating waterfowl. And so maybe in the spring and the fall, we had a little touch of it. Now what we have is it's endemic in the environment. It's endemic in our wild birds. And so we have bird flu pressure 12 months a year right now. So since October, our industry has lost about 40 million birds total, which is about 12% of what the flock was at the time. And so, you know, that has manifested in a reduction of eggs available for consumption. Our families lost 1.1 million at our farm in Maricopa. So,
wow.
You know, we are producing less eggs. Everyone in the country is producing less eggs. And we're struggling to keep up with the demand.
Okay, I have a quick question. And you said something in there that I want to understand. So the bird flu, the avian bird flu, it gets introduced to your flock by, like, just migrating birds and things coming onto your farm?
Yes, our buildings are sealed. We don't have wild birds, you know, flying inside and those kind of things. But the pressure is from birds outside that are pooping on the dust or on the ground or those kind of things. And so it's being introduced into the buildings as we bring air in. It's not feasible. Any one of our buildings might be ventilating at the rate of 1 million cubic feet per minute. So that's a lot of HEPA filters. So that's really not a viable alternative.
Okay.
All right, Glenn Hickman is joining us, president of Arizona's Hickman Family Farms. Everybody is watching the price of eggs and wondering, you know, is it going to go up? Is it more? Is it going to go down? So with the avian flu having an impact, obviously, in the industry and your farm, okay, how do you keep your employees safe? And have any of your employees gotten the bird flu?
Well, fortunately, we at almost all of our locations except for one. So we've got 58 barns full of chickens in either growing or laying and those kind of things. And so 7 of the barns are at our Maricopa farm went positive. So the workers there were exposed for a period of time as those birds expired and got depopulated. Fortunately, with proper PPE, goggles, mask, gloves, we didn't have a single person get sick from bird flu.
That's good. So from what I understand, we do have a vaccine for the poultry,
what?
Correct?
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. Why isn't the government starting to vaccinate poultry? And is it because they don't believe this thing is airborne?
Well, so as I mentioned earlier, there was, Europe has had bird flu also. Mm-hmm. It seems to be kind of centered around the Northern Hemisphere. So whether you're talking about, you know, Arizona or the U.S. or Canada or Mexico or, Europe, bird flu seems to be on the rise. you know, folks in Europe, I think, have a greater appreciation for, you know, food supply and farmers and those kind of things. So there's been some European countries that have chosen to vaccinate their poultry, and that poultry is ducks and chickens and turkeys. They vaccinate them all, and that's how they're gaining control over it. What's frustrating is we know that that's the answer, and yet we can't get our federal government to release the vaccine so that we can vaccinate our birds. And so, you know, it's even double frustrating that that vaccine that they're using in Europe is manufactured right here in the United States.
Oh, that's nice. We make it here and send it over there. We're talking right now to the Egg King. He is Glenn Hickman, the president and CEO of Hickman Family Farms right here in Arizona. So you're telling me that as a egg and chicken farmer, I'm not trying to turn that down. You're in favor of vaccinating your chickens so that you don't have this going on, but you're just unable to do it. What is your industry? What is your industry doing? Is there any other solution to this?
Well, one of the things I think that's important to remember is that for some reason, vaccination of people has become very controversial.
Yeah,
and
nice.
So the way to prevent that is to vaccinate the animals. There's no controversy about vaccinating animals. So we have the ability to do it. We vaccinate for other poultry diseases. It wouldn't be a big deal. We can start that as soon as we get the green light from the government. The government has, you know, I don't know if it's just because, you know, eggs have become the icon or the meme for inflation. Everyone, you know, knows what an egg is. They're 99% of all refrigerators. And so it's easy to hold up an egg carton and blame inflation on a dozen eggs. I think it's a little bit more complicated than that.
All right. We're speaking with Glenn Hickman, president of Arizona Hickman Family Farms. Tell me how many birds chickens you've lost so far.
We've lost 1.1 million. We've got about 6 million in birds in the state. So we've lost, you know, not quite 20% of our laying flock.
Wow.
That's what I was wondering, to like the laying
20%.
Pens. Right. So is there any way to stop this other than a vaccine? And I guess my second question is, did Biden drop the ball on this? And do you think you'll have any better luck with Donald Trump?
You know, I don't really think that, you know, agriculture, feeding people, those kind of things is a partisan activity. I'm not going to blame whether it's Biden or Trump or anyone in between. I think it's just kind of ground up in the gears of the bureaucracy. And so I would like to think that vaccinating chickens hasn't bubbled up to the Oval Office. But, you know, I think whoever's there has better things to do. But it is currently being addressed as much as our industry can push it. But we have other poultry industries that are not wanting to embrace vaccination. It's one of those things, you know, the virus doesn't distinguish against a chicken that's raised for meat or raised to lay eggs. And so, you know, the poultry industry has really pushed back on vaccination.
Again, we're talking to Glenn Hickman. He's the president of Hickman Family Farms here. So I know you don't have a crystal ball, sir, but you're a heck of a lot closer than we are. What does this look like moving forward? Are you expecting to lose more birds, which I'm going to assume is going to make eggs scarcer, or have we turned a corner? And how long does it take to get your two-part question? How long does it take to get your flock back up to the numbers it was at?
Well, the national layer flock, Mastromanos, is about 330 million birds. So to replace that flock, every week our industry basically grows about 4 million birds. And that's the normal cycle. Birds get older, they get depopulated, we put new young pullets in, they start laying eggs. That's the normal cycle. So when we've lost this massive amount of birds in a very short period of time, our industry does not have the capacity to suddenly ramp up our ability to produce more eggs or more chickens. Our eggs are non-fertile, so we can't just go, you know, divert some from the grocery store, put them in an incubator, and hope to have more chickens. It doesn't work like that. So this shortage is going to be very, very long-lasting, and that's assuming that the disease stops killing hens tomorrow. That's probably not going to happen. Our industry just announced another 1.3 million birds today. So it's not slowing down. Oh. It is, we haven't even gotten a break before the migration starts of wild waterfowl again.
Wow. So $9, we saw, I think, you know, one store had it at $9. I mean, how high can we really?
I was going to say.
Do you have an idea? I mean, it was end of the year, $20? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, one thing, you know, the food distribution chain is very complicated, very long. I do want to say that the retailers that we sell to, the institutional food service, you know, we sell to folks like Bash's and we sell to folks like Shamrock Foods.
Right.
They take very, very slim and sometimes negative margins to attract customers and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way eggs have always been. There's not a lot of margin in milk and not a lot of margin in eggs. So they're doing everything they can to hold the line on prices. I would have to tell you, I don't know if they'll be at this extreme price, but I do think that we could be looking at very strong pricing through the end of the year.
Mm. Wow. Glenn, I want you to stay by your phone because we might be calling you some more to learn more about eggs, more about chickens, and more about what's going on in Maricopa and your other farms around the state, because this is it's an issue, and it's one that I think a lot of people are looking for solutions. So we appreciate your time today.
Sure thing. Thanks.